News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Week Interview Podcast for August 11th, 2017. I'm Michael Arney. The issue of the Berrien County Road Commission is still being considered once again by the Berrien County Commission. Chair John Hinkleman telling us this week that they held a meeting Thursday, hearing from representatives of counties that have opted to take over their road commissions, and up next will be some public hearings on the issue. Hinkleman tells us, right now, nobody has made up their mind.
They haven't indicated to me that they're leaning one way or the other. They're just glad to have the education to find out if there's a way out there to better utilize taxpayer dollars on the road.
County Commission could take over the Road Commission by creating a new County Roads Department. Road Commission has been struggling as late with some governance issues. That's prompted these talks. County Board heard from the full Road Commission along with the County Road Association of Michigan on Thursday. The issue will be discussed now for a couple of more weeks. Medical marijuana dispensaries might be coming to Benton Harbor. City Commission voted on Monday 5-4 to opt in to allowing those facilities. Mayor Marcus Muhammad was a no vote. He says they'd put a burden on police, and he also questioned some of the unknowns when it comes to the state law and had some other reasons for opposing it.
The city is infested with liquor stores. The city is infested with guns. We're the only city in the state of Michigan that does not have a grocery store within the city limits. No laundromat. No, I mean, it's so many other things that this community needs besides medical marijuana dispensaries. We don't need that.
Joining Mayor Muhammad in voting no were Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Seitz, Commissioners Sharon Henderson and Ruthie Harrelson. Concussion numbers are falling in high school sports in the state. Michigan High School Athletic Association's annual report out this week showing an 11% decline last school year compared to the year before. A total of just under 4,000 confirmed head injuries. Even with that drop, a state rep from Battle Creek says more needs to be done to stay on top of the issue. Dr. John Bison has legislation to modify the state's student-athlete concussion law and require a review of materials and concussion symptom training at least every 3 years.
I think that at the very least, we ought to make sure that our coaches and trainers are aware of the latest advances in finding out if a person has a concussion, and that's one of the things that will happen with the bill that I am sponsoring.
Last year, the MHSAA says 1.4% of all high school athletes suffered a concussion. Highest numbers were in football, but of the top five, there were two girls' sports, soccer and basketball. Three St. Joseph City Commission incumbents, who were on the primary ballot on Tuesday, emerging as the top three vote-getters.
Michael Gary, Fran Chickering, and Mary Goff are now set to appear on the November ballot. So will three others, some challengers who came in fourth, fifth, and sixth in the primary. They are Laura Goos, Peggy Getty, and Al DeBrito. Candidate Kim Gain didn't make the cut. According to the Berrien County Clerk's Office, the top six will be on the November ballot. And when that happens, the top two will receive four-year terms on the City Commission, while the third-place candidate will get a two-year term. Also on Tuesday, voters in Orinoco Township approved a millage renewal for the Berrien Springs Community Library, and voters in Three Oaks Township approved millage renewals for the library and for the roads. Andrew Green reporting.
The Pokagon Fund is reflecting on 10 years of making a difference in Southwest Michigan. In its annual report, the focus is the first decade of the fund's life. Acting Director John Kersel tells us they've handed out more than $25 million in grants to projects benefiting the community in a variety of ways.
Issues with regard to education, poverty, poverty reduction, and community revitalization.
It tells us the major accomplishments of the Pokagon Fund include the redevelopment work in downtown New Buffalo and work with parks.
Probably one of the most impressive for the entire region is the Galeen River County Park. The observation tower there is a masterpiece. It's one of those things that attracts tourists from all over the country.
Pokagon Fund gives out 0.75% of the Four Winds Casino's slot revenues. That amounts to $1.5 to $2 million a year. 19 blight elimination projects across the state receiving funding from the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. $3.6 million worth of grants announced this week.
Part of it is the state has a lot of homes that were built years and years ago. The state lost a lot of population during the housing crunch. I know folks are starting to come back and some neighborhoods are starting to attract folks, but there's just still a lot of work that needs to be done.
MISHDA Grant Manager Jess Sobel says all structures that are targeted for demolition are vacant, publicly owned, and a public nuisance. Locally, there are 25 tax foreclosed and blighted properties to be torn down in Benton Harbor, Benton Township, and Buchanan, thanks to a $102,000 grant to Berrien County. Cass County will use $84,000 to knock down four homes in Dowagiac. The County Road Association of Michigan applauding after voters around the state this week approving several road millage renewals. did happen in Berrien County, where in Three Oaks Township, voters said yes to one. Road Association's Denise Donahue tells us people appear to care about the state of the roads in their own communities.
Where the public can see local dollars at work, see the local road agency taking care of projects, they are very, very supportive of road millages. They're very supportive of the work that county road commissions are doing.
A full 100% of the road millage renewals to appear on a ballot in Michigan on Tuesday were approved. Donahue tells us it's sometimes necessary for local governments to come up with extra road money so they can qualify for a match on state and federal dollars. A national political pollster has told state lawmakers and others that voters are fed up with partisan bickering and want more cooperation and compromise. Michigan News Network Lansing correspondent Tim Skubik with more.
The Michigan delegation attending the National Conference of State Legislators in Boston got an earful from noted pollster Frank Luntz. His research indicates only about one-third of the electorate want the political parties to basically ignore the other guys, but 67% want them to cooperate and find compromises. 69% of the Democrats agree, 58% of the Republican citizens agree, and 75% of the swing voters want them to do that too. Governor Rick Snyder has been preaching that for years and has had some bipartisan victories, but probably not as many as he's wanted.
And a familiar face and voice all around the area on our airwaves, getting some special recognition. My co-host on Morning Sports Beat on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, who you've probably heard doing local sports for years, is being inducted into the Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan's Hall of Honor for his work. He tells us word of that award this week caused him to reflect on just how much local sports he's done.
It was kind of a reality check because they said in order to be eligible for it for media, you have to cover high school basketball for at least 20 years. And I thought about it and I go, wow, I guess it has been that long. I started in 88.
McDonald tells us he does what he does because he enjoys seeing how much the extra attention means to student athletes. Phil's the only media inductee to the association's Hall of Honor this year. He'll be saluted at their annual ceremony in October in Auburn Hills. That is a look at the week that was here for August 11th, 2017. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.